Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Lethal Mountain Pursuit by Christy Barrett. Performed by Patricia Santomasso. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Thank you to my home Bible study group for always being there for me. Life is sweeter with you all by my side. Scott, Monty and Robin, Rick and Carrie, Steve and Nikki, Tyler and Stephanie, and Helza. 1. Natalie Pearson sat up straight in bed. Sweat covered her forehead, and her heart pounded in her ears as fear gripped her. What had that noise been? Had the killer hunting her somehow followed her here? Would this be his moment of reckoning, where he'd finish what he started? He'd almost taken her life 2 months ago. The scar on her jaw throbbed at the reminder that she'd barely escaped. She ignored the pain, instead listening for any telltale signs that the killer was close. Quiet filled the air, and unmoving shadows clung to the darkness surrounding her. Maybe she'd imagined the thump outside. She'd been dealing with nightmares for months. Perhaps she'd only been dreaming. Even as Natalie willed her racing heart to calm, she knew that wasn't the case. She had come to her sister's little cabin nestled deep in the heart of the Tennessee woods, surrounded by the Smoky Mountains, so she could hide. Lexi had said Natalie could come stay since she'd been having trouble paying the rent anyway. Not many people even knew Natalie had a sister. That made this remote cabin the perfect safe haven. Which was exactly what Natalie needed right now. A place where she could disappear. Where she could remain buried out of sight from the evil man who wanted nothing more than for her to die. Natalie wasn't even sure why he was obsessed with her. Did this man want to silence her? Did he think she knew too much? Or did he have a vendetta against her? She still didn't know. She only knew she wanted him to leave her alone. But that wasn't going to happen. As soon as this man figured out where Natalie was hiding, she'd be dead. She was certain of it. Her thoughts did nothing to ease her fears, but they were the truth. She had the scars to prove it. Her heart continued thrumming against her chest. Even though she'd only been here for 10 days, Natalie had grown to expect the quiet stillness. The cabin was surrounded by acres of uninhabited forest and seemingly endless mountains as the property backed up to a national park. Maybe the wind had knocked something over outside, or a raccoon was rifling through the trash can. Lexi had warned her about that. She let out the breath she'd been holding. That was probably it. A raccoon. Or was it a bear? No, bears should be hibernating this time of year. She glanced out the window, but couldn't see anything. It was too dark out there. At the thought, Natalie's gaze darted to the clock on the nightstand beside her. It was 4 a.m. She just wanted the sun to hurry up and rise, to expose anything lingering in the darkness. Whatever that noise had been, it had pulled her out of a deep sleep. Natalie sat still, listening. Silence remained, almost mocking her as she gripped the quilt covering her. "You're probably just imagining things," Natalie murmured to herself as she tried to get control of her thoughts. That reassurance didn't stop her from reaching for the knife she kept in her nightstand. She tucked the 6-inch blade under her pillow before lying down again, reprimanding herself for overreacting. She pulled the quilt to her chin, wishing she could disappear beneath it and escape this entire situation. What happened to the successful, confident person she'd once been? Would she ever regain her life? Her freedom? Natalie wasn't sure. She hadn't known it was possible for fear to consume her like it did. Her therapist had said she was having panic attacks. Natalie didn't care what they were called. She only knew the terror she felt when they came upon her. No sooner had she nestled her head into the soft pillow, did another noise thud outside. It sounded like a heavy, booted footstep on the wooden porch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?